This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you, and it gets us straight to Lincoln. It's from Herman Melville near the end of Moby Dick. Ahab is alone on deck. That glad, happy air, the stepmother world, now threw affectionate arms around his stubborn neck and did seem to joyously sob over him. And from beneath his slouched hat, Ahab dropped a tear into the sea. Nor did all the Pacific contain such wealth as that one wee drop. So that's our theme for this short moment, tears, crying tears, and what they mean to the spiritual life, even Lincoln's. Now, Lincoln, we know, cried tears of grief over the death of his most favored son, Willie. We see this in the recent movie Lincoln, with his head suddenly bowed as he is down at the telegraph office messaging his generals. Tears, even more than smiles, tell us that the human face shows a human heart. A truly human heart is a spiritual achievement. History does not record many moments of Lincoln's crying, but when we see his face photographed at the end of his life, he looks as if he's been washed in weeping. He has that soft and gentle wisp of a smile on his face that comes when a heart has been unburdening itself with suffering tears. You wouldn't want to count the number of sad moments in Lincoln's life. Now, we recognize how tears can signal a spiritual truth. Some of us are old enough to remember the American Indian face in the television advertisement against littering, the Keep America Beautiful ads. It was, for many, a wake-up call to what we now call environmental issues. In the old Ad Council commercial, we see a fast-driving car, and some people throw some trash out of their car window, and it lands at the feet of this Indian. And the camera moves to the witnessing noble face of this Native American, like the old Indian head nickel. And in his ponderous silence, we see a tear. A tear for this abused land. It flows from his eye and down his cheek. Even old Captain Ahab was momentarily softened by this stepmother earth and world of a glad and happy air, a winsome sky, and nature's grace moved him to a tear. Now, Herman Melville, a soulmate of Lincoln's spirit, if there ever was one, writes that this one tear, this one wee drop, contains more wealth than all the Pacific Ocean. What an astonishingly spiritual claim! How rich must we now be, inheritors of the wealth of Lincoln's heart-shedding tears, and even his blood, for his love of the people, of democracy, and of America. His is a heart that can light us down in love of country and world and each other, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.